Birmingham if it hadn't been for love.
His rendition of Chris Stapleton's If It Hadn't Been for Love resulted in a four-chair turnaround. Success in the battle round made him a media sensation.
In Grand Rapids, Kay White, KBGR 6 and Range 11.
Look at the top three trenders of the day and what you had to say about all that coming up in the program as well. But our big news is the fact that we have one of North Dakota's favorite sons in the studio with us. You've seen him on The Voice, and now you see him on the 6:30 Point of View. Welcome, Joe Bommersbach, Blind Joe.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap between the limited expectations and the reality of blind abilities.
And throughout it all, Blind Abilities was there. Let's join Jeff Thompson and Pete Lane as they chat with Blind Joe following his performance in the knockout round on The Voice. Good morning, everybody. Once again, we're with Blind Joe. Blind Joe, how are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic, man. How are y'all doing?
Excellent. Jeff Thompson's with me. Morning, Jeffrey.
Oh, did we lose him?
Jeffrey?
Am I here again?
Oh, Jeff, you're back.
No, I don't know what's wrong with my connection. Sorry about that. I don't know. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Excellent, Jeffrey.
Great, man.
Well, we're chatting with Blind Joe after his final performance on the NBC show The Voice.
Yeah, I did a little song called Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Nervous.
Talk a little bit about how that went and how you feel about it.
Oh, man. You know, I think, you know, vocally it was all right. Definitely not my best performance. I was a little under the weather. I was having some throat issues and I was definitely nervous as always. And I think combination of being under the weather and the nerves really got to me. And, you know, I'm not proud of the performance, but I think Blake made the right decision.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. Each night begins a new day. If you don't understand it, or he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. So mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Blind Joe, I did feel how nervous you were.
I was.
But still, you did an amazing job too, man. And I'm a huge fan of yours as well.
Thank you very much.
Well, Blake, it all comes down to you, pal.
Bon Joe, I gotta say, I've heard you say that you're nervous, but I never really ever saw that from you until today. But you're singing against Barrett. A bear would be nervous in the ring with him.
Yeah.
But Barrett, he should feel equally as intimidated by your talent, Bon Joe.
I do.
You guys have both overcome so much in your lives, and you're standing up there on The Voice, and you're awesome. It makes me want to be a better man myself, you know.
All right, Blake, we know it must be tough for you. Who's the winner of this knockout?
I have to make this decision based on one thing, and that's who I think sang the best just then. And the winner of this knockout is Barrett.
Blind Joe, anything you want to say to Blake?
Thank you for all the advice you gave me. I sure enough appreciate you, brother. Thank you. And I love you, man.
A big hand for Blind Joe, everybody.
Blind Joe had a few little mishaps
there. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's disappointing. You never want something like that to end. You know, goal for me was, you know, top 10, I was hoping. But, you know, it is what it is. And I was pretty upset when it happened initially. But things are really looking up for us, man, and things are going great. I really can't complain about anything. You know, we're in a position right now where we're able to do things independently. And, you know, that's always a plus rather than be subjected to the machine. You know, there are ups and downs, pros and cons, if you will, to being with a label. And I'm happy where we're at, man. So, you know, life is good. We just started a GoFundMe account. What we're doing is trying to raise money to record a professional CD. We've got Rick Beato on board, who's an excellent producer. He's done some work with Shinedown. And I believe he's done some work with Tim McGraw, too, and Seven Dust. Just went platinum with Parmalee. They're a newer country band, and that's awesome. Nowadays, you know, you don't go platinum. So he's willing to work with us, and we're going to be going out and working with him here in the next couple of months and getting a real record together. And the fans have been very, very generous in helping us out with that. We've almost reached $5,000. We've got a $15,000 goal, and we're just about up to five grand right now. And we've only had the GoFundMe up for a couple of days. So that's just... it's amazing to me.
Great. That's outstanding. Where can folks go to look at the GoFundMe account and contribute?
It's GoFundMe.com/blindjoe. So GoFundMe.com/BlindJoe.
And they can contribute in any denomination.
Anything helps, man. I mean, if you can give a dollar, give a dollar. If you can give a thousand, I'll personally fly to your house and kiss you on the lips.
There's an incentive.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Yes. I don't even have to fly, man. You're in Minnesota.
You're selling out. You're selling out up here. Way to go.
Grand Rapids, man. There are a couple different businesses, Grand Organics and the Deer River Clinic and Hospital and McBride Chiropractic all got behind us and heard that we were going to record a CD and decided they would do kind of a benefit thing for us. And we put the show on sale and we sold it out, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we'll be at the Sawmill Inn Friday night, which is what's the date? I don't even know what day it is anymore, guys.
Friday night.
Yeah.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. Yeah.
That'd be
20 something.
Oh, no one said there was going to be math here.
I know, right? So we're really looking forward to that. And that's going to be a nice all ages, family friendly kind of thing. We're going to have some free food. And of course, the bar will be there. And we're going to do a 10% off a hotel room with your ticket stub. And it's just going to be a great time, man. I'm really looking forward to it.
Nice. Excellent. You're also real busy with booking dates out into the future. Tell us a little bit about what's in store over the next few months.
Sure, man. So what we're doing after we do the show in Grand Rapids, we're going to take Halloween and hang with the family and stuff. And then we're headed out on an East Coast thing. So that'll start Wednesday in Baltimore, Maryland, and take us through New York and Virginia and a whole bunch of different places. We're hitting it hard, man. There's some dates in the Carolinas and Ohio, and gosh, I can't even remember them all right now. I know December we're in Florida for quite a while, and that'll take us up through about the 20th of December. We'll end the tour in New York Mills, Minnesota, and then we'll take Christmas off. After Christmas, we're going to do a New Year's weekend run in North Dakota. Then we'll, the weekend after that, fly down to Waco, Texas for a private company party that we're going to be playing. Then we'll go to record. After that, we'll do a few more dates in North Dakota, Minnesota in February, and probably be back on the road after that. So, it's going to be great, man. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you dream about happening to you, you know, being able to just get out there and meet the fans. And, you know, if I was still on The Voice, I wouldn't be able to do this. And
absolutely right.
It's so cool to just be able to be playing these more intimate venues where people can come up and say, hey, and shake your hand and take a picture. And
has the flurry of activity kind of subsided a little bit since obviously not. Yeah. with your touring. Yeah,
no, not even remotely, man. It's busy, but I'm loving it. I got to tell you guys this, and if this doesn't make the podcast, I understand, but I signed two different pairs of boobs in Wyoming last weekend. First two sets of boobs I've ever signed. Kind of felt like a rock star, not gonna lie to you.
Hey, that's going to be right up front in our intro, I think.
Yeah. Hey, but, you know, it wasn't too bad, man.
You told me you weren't going to tell them you signed my boobs, man.
Your chest.
Oh, well. I left you out of it.
Didn't say
now
how big.
Oh, yeah. Now you let the cat out of the bag, man. So three pairs of boobs I signed last weekend.
Or two pairs and just one other boob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
At least you did it in Braille.
Yeah, that's right. I love it.
Oh, that's dynamite.
Actually, the road is just starting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Everything. I mean, that's what I'm hoping, man. That's what Leanne and I are both hoping for, is that that everything's just kind of kicking off. And I think with the release of the record, which will be sometime next year, I think that'll just make things, you know, move ahead that much faster. And it's going to be great. Everybody's super excited. And I've got nothing but positive response from everyone, you know, just telling me to keep going, man, the bright future, and it's going to be awesome. And they can't wait for the record. And so, you know, here's hoping that this doesn't die down for a long, long time.
Right.
You're also creating jobs, man, because they're looking for a tech specialist up in northern Minnesota now.
Oh, man.
You know, when some doors close, other ones open. And yeah. Wow, all I could imagine when you're describing the road trip there, I'm thinking of John Belushi going, road trip!
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Load up the bus. And that's got to be exciting, though.
Yeah. Oh, it's great, man. I mean, it's you know, it's like I said, it's what you dream of. And yeah, so we're just going to load down our 2013 Dodge Avenger and roll out, man.
Pete was asking me, tell us about that new Fender amp.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Thing is beautiful. It's a Fender Acoustic SFX, the newest model. And, it's nice, man. I think it's not a very, I mean, it's powerful, but I think in total it's a couple hundred watts, maybe 300 watts or 200, something like that. But, the sound that comes out of that thing is just fantastic. So I use it for a stage monitor, and it's got some great reverb built into it. Mm-hmm. It's got an XLR for the mic, and of course a quarter inch for the guitar, and just right. Sounds like a dream.
Nice. What kind of guitar do you play?
I play a Taylor.
Oh, nice. What model?
Oh man, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I don't remember. It's not the most.
You actually played
model.
That on the voice and on the Mama's song.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. I played it on If It Hadn't Been for Love as well.
There we go. So. I got an old Guild. I was telling Jeff that my son, I've got a 30-year-old son who learned everything I could teach him on the guitar in about 15 minutes. You know, he's into electric and he's plays a mean lead and he shreds, but he picked up my old Guild. It's a 1971 Dreadnought Guild acoustic. Yeah. Beautiful guitar, but it's been through hell. So he just paid about $300 and got the thing refurbished, and just, it sounds like gold. Oh, really nice.
That's awesome.
Nothing like a good old acoustic. And yes, Taylors sir. Are some of the best.
Oh yeah, man. They're excellent guitars, and they're not too terribly expensive either. I mean, you can get them pretty expensive, but
sure
I think
can.
The one that I had was, or the one that I have is, I don't know how much I paid for it. Probably $1,300, $1,500, something like that. And then speaking of guitars, I got a guy that contacted me on Facebook from North Dakota, and he makes guitars, different styles of guitars, some out of barn wood, some out of cigar boxes, some out of cake pans. And he was cool enough to make me a cake pan guitar, which is freaking awesome. And this thing, it's got a built-in preamp and everything like that, and it's a guitar made out of cake pans. Like, he found a junk neck and redid the entire neck, and then did the body out of the cake pan, put all the electronics in it, built the whole thing himself. It's beautiful. And his name is Bo Tige. I think if you were to Google like North Dakota guitars, Bo, B-E-A-U is his name, and T-H-E-I-G-E, I think. The guy is just phenomenal. And then get this, I'm checking my email a couple days ago, and this guy, his name is Todd Taylor from Seattle, emails me, and he's with P-Vine Guitars, and he is actually building me an acoustic lap steel guitar that he's going to send to me, which I am so looking forward to, man. I started out on slide guitar when I was a kid, and I had a Hawaiian steel. And yeah, I really can't wait to get my hands on that bad boy. I think my wife may divorce me, but
no doubt.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun.
You need to find somebody who can soundproof some of those rooms.
Yeah, right. In the apartment we live in, there's really no way to do it. So
no.
Speaking of guitars, I was up in Aitkin, Minnesota. This is back when I had some sight. and I was riding my bike around, and there's a sail. I went up to it, and the guy said, oh, I accidentally left a sail out last month. It's been sitting there for a month. And I went up there, and he said, well, I got an old guitar in the house. And he came out, and he had a Kalamazoo, a 1937 Kalamazoo.
Oh, my gosh.
Arch top, and it was cracked and a fret missing, the nut missing. So I gave him $10 for it.
What?
And I spent down here at Crazy Jim's in Anoka, I spent about $370 and had it all redone.
Oh,
it's just has that V-neck,
and it
looks exactly like the old boys would play way back, you know.
Oh, man.
We're talking Crossroads, you know.
Oh.
Something that Robert Johnson would be playing, you know.
Man. I kind of hate you right now, Jeff.
When he walked out with that, I just said, don't smile. Don't be excited.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Just like, oh, right. What's that?
Negotiate. Talk him down a little.
Yeah, it's all dirty.
Yeah.
So, Joe, on the album, what do you envision coming out in the album as far as content and theme and that kind of thing?
Well, we're going to keep it family friendly. I mean, if you've heard my music, you know it's a lot of bar songs and stuff like that.
Well, Joe, I took a couple minutes and searched through one or two of your albums for some bar songs. I found one or two.
Gotta stay straight or else I'm going to go insane from all the whiskey, wine, beer, pot, pills, and cocaine. Give me a little bit more wine. I reach over on that table for that Johnny Walker Black Label. Budweiser mugging, Jack Daniels chugging. But now I'm back at the bar again. Drank Jack Daniels whiskey. I drank to that. So I'll sit here with my bottle of beer. My half full whiskey glass. Where the hell are all the honky-tonks? Give me a dark bar and a jukebox. Jack Daniels, Jack Daniels. Drinking whiskey and wine. Whiskey bottle, won't you set me free? Wanna cast my line and slam some cold beer down. I like an ice cold beer or some homemade wine. Every time I take a sip of that Lynchburg liquor, we might get drunk and act like punks. Whiskey's got me risky. I like real rowdy people that party hard in a smoke-filled redneck honky-tonk bar.
That's the gospel truth. And obviously with the voice, we've reached a much broader audience. And with doing the school assemblies that I'm doing and stuff, we need to cater a little bit more to the family-friendly side of things.
There we go. Hi, everybody. How are we doing? Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any fans of a TV show called The Voice in the room today? Yeah. Yeah. Well, my name is Blind Joe, and I am on that show. And I want to get to know you guys pumped up a little bit. So when I say team, you say play. Team! What I would do is I would sit in my room with that app and I would practice for hours and hours and hours. And that is how I got to be the guitar player that I am today. I would also practice my singing, and eventually I started writing music. And all of that took lots and lots and lots of practice. But I never stopped. I kept going. I did what I knew I needed to do. How about we sing another song, huh?
But it'll still have that edge. I made it very clear to Rick, and he's definitely on board that we're still keeping that rebel edge. And the plan is to cut If It Hadn't Been for Love and Old Time Rock and Roll. We may also do Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. I haven't decided on that yet. That's been actually getting a lot of attention, which I really didn't expect.
iTunes?
Well, no, not on iTunes, but just on Facebook and Twitter and everything in general. People have been tweeting me and sending me messages and stuff saying, hey, I really hope you record that because maybe it wasn't your best performance, but it brought tears to my eyes and yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Well, you know, Joe, I was able to secure a studio version of Mama's Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Let's have a listen.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd
rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him or he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. So mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
We may end up cutting that, and then the rest of the record will be original music. You know, there's going to be the drinking songs on there and stuff. It's not going to be any worse than anything you've heard from any other country artists. Toby Keith, Travis Tritt, you know, Hank Jr., Brantley Gilbert.
That's great.
So that's the plan, man. We're going to do hopefully a 10 to 12 song record, and it's going to be fun. I'm really, really looking forward to that.
And hopefully funded or partially funded at least through the GoFundMe account.
Yeah, definitely.
By the fans. That's nice.
Yeah, we'll call it By the Fans for the Fans. And this concert that we sold out in Grand Rapids is a benefit show for us to help with the CD. So all those ticket sales come right back to us, and we're going to use that money to fund the record as well. I think we're going to be just fine.
That's great.
As long as the GoFundMe keeps on the track that it's on, I don't think we'll have a problem.
Yeah, just again to reiterate, it's only been in existence a couple of days, right?
Yeah,
you're already,
yeah.
What, over 5,000?
Last time I checked it, we were at $4,900, and I put it up, I believe, Monday night or Tuesday morning, and it's Thursday now.
And it's so. Thursday.
Yeah,
a lot of love out there.
It's incredible, man. It's incredible. I can't believe it.
I'm following you on Twitter, and anyone who wishes to do so, you're at The Blind Joe on Twitter. And
yeah, and
there's a lot of love on Twitter, Joe.
There is.
A lot of love.
There is. The whole country.
Some heartfelt good wishes.
Yeah, some very cool tweets. And you know, I mean, it's just amazing to go through your Twitter feed and your Facebook stuff, and people tell you how much of an inspiration you are and keep doing what you do. And I mean, I never in a million years would have thought that I'd be reading stuff like that. I mean, it's just, it really warms your heart, man.
Whenever you start feeling down in the dumps, just open Twitter.
Just hop on Twitter. That's,
there you go.
That's truth, man. I do too. Especially after Monday night, I jumped on Twitter after the show in Riverton. Those guys were so great in Riverton, Wyoming, and we had such a blast, and I felt so great, and I thought, well, let's keep the good feelings going. I jumped on Twitter, and yeah, smile on my face when I fell asleep that night.
Absolutely.
What were you saying, Jeff? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh, no. I was just saying that Facebook, I see the threads going on. It's just fun to see the connection. You know, like I said before, the 6 degrees of Blind Joe, you know, it's like, hey, I know that person, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really awesome, man.
It's really neat to see someone local. I mean, Minnesota, you know, North Dakota, Minnesota. Oh, Fargo. In the movie, didn't they put that right in Minnesota?
Yeah, I think they did it in Brainerd, actually.
Yeah, so it's really neat to see someone just thriving on this stuff and, you know, excelling and taking advantage of it. And, you know, you're moving with it. And it's just neat to see you propelled into this next phase, you know?
Well, I think you have to, you know. I pride myself on being a hard worker, sometimes a little too hard. My wife will let me know from time to time. And I think we all are, you know, you come from the Midwest and everybody knows you have a great work ethic, and that's what you need to do. You know, if there's a lot of people that do shows like this and then kind of sit back and wait for things to happen. And that's just not the way it works. That's not the way business works. And that's not the way life works. So.
Walk tall and carry a white stick.
That's right.
There you go.
And for those folks who still want to get back to Joe's music, there are 4 albums up on blindjoemusic.com. Is that the right website?
Blindjoe.com, yeah.
Do I say that every damn time?
Yeah, but
those of you who want to pick up Joe's music now, you can find it at blindjoe.com. He's got 4 albums, I guess, self-produced on the website.
It's kind of, you know, it's pretty raw. It's just me, the guitar, and the microphone. One take, you know, nothing too fancy schmancy. But yeah, we've got those up there. We've got some Blind Joe t-shirts if you're interested. We've got a whole bunch of cool merchandise we're working on. Everybody's been asking me about these whiskey flasks that we have, these leather-wrapped whiskey flasks. And I'm I'm working on getting some of those back in. That's going to take us a little time, but hopefully by next week, we should have those back in stock because those, I didn't really realize what a hot commodity those were going to be, but apparently we have a lot of Jack Daniel's sipping Blind Joe fans out there.
Drink Jack Daniel's whiskey. Jack Daniel's, Jack Daniel's.
Are they embossed?
Yep, they have the logo on them and they're wrapped. They're, it's real leather, none of this fake crap. So they're really cool. And I think they're going for, I want to say $30, but I might have put them up for $20. I can't remember. But they're awesome, man. They're really cool. I didn't even keep one for myself last time, and I wish I would have because they're pretty great.
So you got Friday. That's really exciting.
Yeah, Friday's going to be fantastic, man. We're starting at 7 o'clock at the Sawmill in Grand Rapids, and I'm really, really looking forward to it. And then tonight we're in Fargo, West Fargo at the Silver Dollar. Kurt and those guys have always been so good to us even before all this, and so we're going to try to make them a little bit of money tonight.
Hey, Blind Joe.
Yes.
What has the Sawmill done for you? I mean, I always hear you talking about the Sawmill. When did it start at the Sawmill?
This is the first show that we've done at the Sawmill. They've always been very supportive of me, and we were planning on doing some watch parties for The Voice and stuff, and it never really worked out because of, you know, my freaking massively busy schedule, but they were the first ones to jump on board with this benefit thing and say, hey, we'd love to do it. And it's awesome, man. It's a great venue, got a great sound system, and the room is awesome.
What bar or what venue up there is your like home roots? Is it Silver Dollars, Fargo?
Gosh, I don't know, man. I've played so many places up here. As far as like my favorite bar to play, oh man, I would say there's a bar in Mandan, North Dakota called the Old Town Tavern. And those guys are huge Blind Joe fans. They sing all the songs. They're rowdy as hell. And it's just a great time every time we go out there.
Oh, that's got to be great.
Oh, it's awesome, man. I love it.
Hey, Blind Joe, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir, Jeff.
What ringtone do you have on your phone?
I have Hank Thompson's Six Pack to Go.
There you go.
On my phone, and that's like an old, old honky-tonkin' song. One of my favorites. Me and my grandpa used to play when I was a kid. And
yeah.
I got that on my phone, my iPhone 5S. Oh, yeah.
What's that guy named? Frizzy? Going to hire a wino to decorate?
Oh, Lefty Frizzell.
Frizzell, that's it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's great.
I've got Eric Clapton, Layla, and I alternate with an old Boz Scaggs blues tune called Running nice. Blue.
Heck
I
yeah, got man.
Brantley Gilbert's original, his version. Not the
of My Kind of Party.
Yeah,
that's a good
one. I like it. I like the guitar.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player and a really cool guy too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I like his stuff. You know, we all heard it from Aldean, you know.
Yep.
I mean, every song he put out, he was like redoing. So it was like,
well, it's all the same thing.
I know.
Same song. Same song, different words.
Brantley's raking it in from that though.
Yes, definitely. He's managed to create quite the career for himself, but he was good before he blew up, man. He's a great writer and a phenomenal, phenomenal player and singer. So
yeah, I like his. I got his stuff early on, and it was like, I like this guy. And everyone's like, yeah, good luck with that, Jeff.
Yeah, right.
No, he's okay.
And then he comes famous, and you're like, I knew this guy back in the day.
Yep, and they're like, whatever, dude.
I know, they move on. That's why I come on here and talk to you guys.
Are you still watching The Voice, Joe?
Yeah, man. The contestants that are on there are all friends of mine. And so I'm pulling for Shelby, man. I want Shelby Brown to take it all.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. So Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands. I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me one more chance. Save me from this.
So if you have any votes that you might have cast my way, I would urge you to...
That's a young girl, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. She's like 17.
I'm Team Blake.
Team Adam.
Team Adam,
right.
Her and I are really, really close. We got really, really close throughout the show, and I consider her like a sister. And she is just phenomenal. So any vote you may have cast my way, please do cast it for Shelby Brown. She's a phenomenal vocalist, and she's going to be a superstar.
Downtown Shelby Brown.
Oh, I'm glad you said that and not me. She'd punch me in the face.
That's really
cool. That's good to know. That's great. Yeah, we will be following it. I think a lot of our listeners picked up regular viewing habits and probably set their DVR.
Do people still have VCRs?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Do you own a VCR?
No, I do not.
I don't either.
First he starts out with he's got a 30-year-old kid, can't remember the date, now he's got a VHS.
I just wanted to wish everybody a fond farewell. This is my last podcast before my brain matter goes completely south.
So please start a fundraiser for your brain.
Yeah, GoFundMe.com/LaneBrain.
There we go.
Don't worry, Joe. He's not going to remember any of this. So just say, hi, Pete. Say it twice. Hi, Pete.
And Blind Jack.
We've got Blind Jack on the other one.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, Joe, it's been a pleasure chatting with you again. And let's do this again. Can we continue to do this on a regular basis?
Absolutely, man. I'll keep you posted.
We got to do a live
one. What's going on the road. And oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Can we do that with like Google Hangouts or something? We'll have to figure that out. Hangouts.
I try to get out of my chair. I got to get out of my chair, I suppose.
But yeah, we'll keep it going, man. And I'll keep you posted on what's going on and everything like that. Hopefully, I'm sure the road is going to be full of interesting tales. So
after Friday, I'm trying to figure out a location where I could get to.
After Friday, that's Halloween with the family, and then we're going to be taking off for Baltimore.
Oh, right. So Friday, that's it.
Yeah. So Friday's pretty much it, and Friday is sold out. So, but we will be we'll be back doing some Minnesota stuff in February. So definitely stay tuned to blindjoe.com, and as soon as we get the new website up, we'll have all the tour dates up there, and it'll be a completely accessible website. So no worries there.
Great. Joe, thanks a million, and best of luck to you as you move into the future.
Thank you, boys. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me and all the support you've given us. We sincerely appreciate it, man.
Hey, we'll keep it coming and have a very wonderful road trip.
All right, y'all. Take care. God bless, and we'll talk soon.
Take care, Joe. Take care, Jeffrey.
Bye-bye. See you guys. I told her, listen, bitch, I'm Blind Joe.